It is the final day of the 2024 regular season, and welcome you back inside the Biloxi Checkers pregame show. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by David Blackwell for our Sunday Community Corner. David, final day of the regular season. Hardly feels like with the playoffs coming up on Tuesday. We appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Yeah, always glad to be here. Maybe we'll actually win on a Sunday doing these Community Corner interviews. Maybe that'll happen today.
All right, final chance to do it in the regular season. There's been a lot going on in the community with this team, and especially on Friday, Childhood Cancer Awareness Night, specialty jerseys that I know the guys love being able to wear out on the field. Some of the best designed specialty jerseys we've seen here in the last couple of years, but just an all-around terrific night partnering with the St. Baldrick's Foundation. How special was it to put on Childhood Cancer Awareness Night and have everything that went into it really come together on Friday night?
It was great. I've heard so many great statements and comments from the people that were involved in putting that night on, how excited they were, just the attention and the focus that we were able to bring to their causes. We partnered with the St. Baldrick's Foundation and Pink Heart Funds, and basically those two organizations are focused on Pink Heart Funds is focused on all kinds of cancer, but St. Baldrick's Foundation focused on childhood cancer. And we had some special guests out. I know we had Evan and Hendricks came out and threw out a first pitch. And then we had some others that came down for the fireworks at the end of the night. And I know that they were all excited about the jerseys. I know the guys love wearing them. And it was a good look. I think that was the fun part. But it also raised a good bit of money for both of those organizations.
What was it like working with the St. Baldrick's Foundation? A lot of really great people. Had a couple on throughout the day, but just a really great night overall and some really special people as well.
It really was. It's kind of going to be the launch point to something special that we're working on for next season and going forward. We've had some different cancer initiatives that we focused on in the past, but we're going to take it to a different level starting this off season. And we've created the Heart of a Shucker Cancer Coalition. And these two organizations are involved with it as well as others that will be on the Gulf Coast as well. But basically, that's just going to allow us to do more with more resources to support these local nonprofits who have just been so incredibly helpful and supportive of children and families and adults who have struggled with the cancer diagnosis over the past several decades or so. So we're really looking forward to that.
Oh, and despite it being the final weekend of the regular season, you and the guys have been quite busy over the last couple of days, especially yesterday, a couple of different player appearances. We heard some guys are swinging the clubs. What was going on yesterday?
Yeah, let's see if I can remember everything that happened yesterday. Start from the top. We had a deal with Keyser Federal Credit Union. We went to a golf tournament with them, myself and Craig Thomas, our home team clubhouse manager, and Caleb Bowman, and I believe, let's see, James Meeker, and Tyler Wasner, and Ben Metzinger all went over to Keyser Air Force Base and played in a tournament that the Biloxi Bay Area Chamber was putting on. They were able to interact with a lot of the first responders over there and had a really good time in doing that. And that was just kind of special. They've been hoping to get over to the base and play this season, and we were finally able to make that happen. And I was actually talking to Miss Tina, the director of the chamber, yesterday at the ribbon cutting. And I think we're going to get together and try to figure out a way to really increase the numbers of that tournament going forward. We had Schooner over at the Biloxi Seafood Festival, over at the Festival Against Crime, over at Point Cadet Plaza. We had several things going on here last night with Heart of a Shucker, and so it was just a full day. It felt like we were everywhere. It was exhausting, but man, when you sit back and look at all the things we were able to accomplish yesterday with so many people helping and putting in their effort towards it, it really was a great day and very impactful.
not only was yesterday an impactful day and a busy day, but it has been an impactful season and a busy season for the Shuckers, whether it's the Heart of the Shucker Community Fund going from 6 donations to 12 different donations to organizations across the coast, whether it seems like you're running around like a crazy person all the time helping guys get to their player appearances, setting things up. How impactful has the community side been this year, and how big of an impact have the Shuckers been able to make here in the community here as we finish out what is your second season in your role here with the Shuckers as a community relations manager?
I was having a conversation with someone on Thursday night, and it may have been Friday night. I can't remember. My days are kind of running together right now. But the conversation was solely based on the fact that we have done so much to be able to kind of flip the temperature around the Biloxi Shuckers in the community over the past couple of years. That's not anything that I've done. This is just a collective effort that I just have the privilege of overseeing, and I can't tell you how impactful it has been up to this point, but also how impactful it's going to be going forward. I think this is just the foundation that's been laid. I'm really proud of all of the work that we've been able to accomplish this year. But at the same time, I'm hungry for more. And so I think that 2025, the off season of this coming year, and in 2025, some of the special things that we've got in the works are just going to take it to another level. I think for a long time, people are going to be looking at the Biloxi Shuckers as the cornerstone of this Gulf Coast community, but also as the standard in minor league baseball about how it should be done.
Well, you have the backpack blowers going. They're ready for first pitch. Shuckers getting ready for first pitch. We're getting ready for first pitch. David, appreciate the time as always.
Yes, sir. Glad to do it. Hey, one final remark. Don't forget Grand Slam Jam October 5th.
There we go. Tuesday playoff opener. Oh, Sunday regular season finale. It comes your way next right here on the Shuckers Radio Network.